East Coast Radio News Watch. News, traffic, weather.
Authorities in New Hanover say they're still waiting for the family of a flood victim to fetch his remains weeks after a heavy storm swept away three people. The downpour triggered severe flooding in Ward 2 of Mshwati last month. A 55-year-old woman from the Eastern Cape who was recovered a day after the deluge has since been taken home by her family. It took officials more than a week to find the other two victims. Ward 2 councillor Skumbuzo Nkomalo says the second victim was 28-year-old Mbali Ndlela from Ndwetwe, north of Durban.
They fetched her on the 5th to take her to a funeral parlour. But on Wednesday, which will be the 10th, that's when the funeral is going to take place. And as Mshwati municipality, we are going to pay our respect to her family because she lives closer to our municipality.
Omalo says the remains of the third victim, 33-year-old Lungile Bujiswayo from the Eastern Cape, haven't yet been collected.
His remains are still at our local police station. Local members that they go to the same church together, and obviously where he was renting apartment, been in touch with the family. So it's a matter of the family getting ready to come this side.
A KZN motorist who's trying to renew his driver's license says he's been left frustrated by ongoing closures at some testing centres in Maritzburg and Durban. He says he was turned away after being told about water and electricity outages. Over the weekend, Public Works MEC Martin Mayer acknowledged his department's offices as well as buildings used by transport and education have been without power for more than a week. Mayer says the province's rates bill is now 1.8 billion rand, but that Treasury provides only 900 million. The MEC says most of their debt dates back 20 years. Mayer says talks with Etekweni, where they owe around 500 million rand, haven't been successful. This motorist, who's asked not to be named, says the delays have now left him with an expired license despite multiple attempts to renew it.
Okay, I've been to the Rosara testing ground, and as I got to the gate, there's a big sign there that says we are closed for further notice. There's no water and there's no electricity. So I phoned the Department of Transport. I tried to get through Durban. I didn't get through to Durban. I phoned the Peter Maritzburg one. And I spoke to a lady there. And then she explained me that they are closed. So I told her the frustration is we are going there every day and we're getting the same answer. What about those poor people that are using the taxi fare, that's catching taxi, that's paying me 68 rand a day. And they're going day in, day out and coming back and forth and they are closed.
Meanwhile, Etekwini Mayor Cyril Qaba has called on Mayor to act swiftly in settling the outstanding rates debt owed to the municipality. And Ukraine's European allies say they're skeptical about parts of America's proposal to end Russia's invasion. President Volodymyr Zelensky, who met with the leaders of Britain, France and Germany, says Ukrainian territory is one of the main sticking points in negotiations. He's been accused by President Donald Trump of not reading the U.S. drafted proposal on a deal to end the war. Zelensky committed to further negotiations after talks with officials in Miami. Moscow has rejected parts of the proposal. Meanwhile, French President Emmanuel Macron says sanctions imposed by the European Union and Washington have been affecting Russia's economy.
Now, I think the main issue is a convergence between our common positions, Europeans and Ukrainians, and the U.S. to finalize this peace negotiations and re-engage a new phase in the best possible conditions for Ukraine, for the Europeans, and for our collective security.
Washington's initial plan to bring an end to the conflict involved Ukraine surrendering land that Russia hasn't captured in return for security promises that fall short of Kiev's aspirations to join NATO. 29 degrees in Durban today, Maritzburg 30, Richards Bay 31. For Newswatch, I'm Natara Nadesan.
And coming up in your sports, the big one tonight in the Champions League, we'll see Liverpool travelling to Inter Milan. In case you missed it earlier, Man United within a point of the top four in the Premier League would win over Wolves. Darren Moore, you love this one. Lando Norris says he's keen to live a normal few days and forget that he drives in the Formula One.
Why would I love that?
Oh, wait, oh, just
you
just
like Formula
you
One?
You like Formula, I don't know, someone likes it. Like, no, I'm doing
like 90 days. We now have to fast for 90 days of no Formula One.
Okay, so he's sad about that's sad. How much you love Formula One.
Yeah.
I think he's coming to Cape Town for holiday.
We got to say, how's it?
Yeah, go ahead, bro.
Yeah.